Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review
the movie Spree!
Nice.
And this is directed by Rolando. You can say the name.
Yeah, give me the easy ones.
No, I'll do... Okay, so his name is Eugene and his last name is...
Kotelyarnkiko? It's a lot of syllables. Nailed it.
We're not culturally appropriate. No. Yeah, Eugene Kotelyarnko. I didn't check to see how to say his last name. That's why I was like, oh, man, I'm going to screw this up, and I feel whatever. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Well,
on the plus side, hey, your movie was pretty good.
So... As always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts, and then we'll go into a deeper spoiler analysis. So.
Okay, let me pull out my notes and reading it right now. Here are the five words. Joe Carey, Kurt Kunkel. No, those are different notes. Give me a second. Give me a second. Here are the five words, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're ready, Rolando, drum roll, please. Very good.
It's going for like a
millennials would kill. My five words are millennials would kill for attention.
Bam, there it is.
But it's brought to my attention. It's more of a Gen Z thing. I don't know. I don't know.
So, yeah.
But follow us. No, actually, the five words are, hey, my name is John Flotus, and my handle on Insta is John D. Flo. So if you want
to... All right.
If you want to give me more views and likes and stuff, we're the Skeleton Boys on Twitter.
No, we're the Boys Skeleton. So...
And I'm fired. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I enjoyed this podcast so much. But now I'm going to work for Lyft and follow this movie's message.
Yeah. So you were a fan or this movie?
You know, I did like it. I don't know what it was about. Like, obviously, our main character is a bad person, but you're kind of rooting him from the whole, like, I was rooting for him the whole time for some reason, and I kept catching myself off guard too, like, why am I rooting for this guy?
Yeah,
some of the people he picks up in his thing are garbage, but like, I don't know. Yeah, it was fun. I thought it was good. I thought it was well made. I gotta tell the art department, maybe putting brown streaks and tips on a Makita drill doesn't really disguise what it is. Or I don't know why the part of the handle is so dirty for him, or rusty, I guess. Nah, but that was it.
Do you think it's possible also to drill in Misha Barton's head? Is that even... It seems like a lot of work.
I don't know. Oh, man, it's so much work. She had big hair, you know? So
yeah, that's all going to get up in the bit and the drill and the...
Yeah, and what else? Like, do you think it's possible that two dogs, let alone one dog, would run up and not immediately try to cuddle and lick Frankie Grande? I don't think so. I don't know. The idea is like he got mauled to death. I don't know. It's Frankie Grande, yeah. Right? Everybody loves him.
So, I'm of two minds of this movie. So I can one part of me is I want to just be dismissive of the premise. Because it's the premise is essentially just, you know, working in social media or an influencer is bad and can ruin your life. just not like a huge revelation. I mean, we're not like, you know, we're not doing anything to really like point out something that we're not all aware of, I guess, you know, since a lot of our generation's been on the internet for so long.
Right. Yeah.
And so so I can see it from that point. But as a film, as a film, I want to look at it more objectively. And I think the film hinges on, what is it? Joe Curry? Curry.
There's no, ladies and gentlemen, we did not discuss how to say
it. I knew I was going to ruin it. I just knew it.
Yeah. So yeah, not Ben Schwartz has a problem with his personality.
You know, so much is put on him, and I think he's very charming, very charismatic, and he plays, you know, a fucking sociopath killer pretty well. You know, he's engaging.
Oh, like very well. You know? Yeah, it was great. You're so likable.
And likable and empathetic, which is why I think he's probably like perfectly cast in this part, you know, because you, in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like what you're saying, as he goes through all the murders, it would get, if you don't like the guy on some level, you would probably be bored, right? I mean, you would lose interest. Right. And I think he's a very interesting part for this. The only other thing I've seen him in was Stranger Things, right? Not for me personally.
Oh, right.
So seeing him do this is a little bit of a turn, a little different turn for him, and I think it works. I think it's a
guy. He was really good. I mean, I'm gonna flat out say he was really good. Like, what a tremendous actor. I'm looking forward to seeing him in so many other things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, and that's where I think where I'm hinged on. Like, I don't know if the film has anything really like deep to say, but I think there's a lot of, as a film, I think it's has a lot of like the way it's shot, the way it's put together, it's kind of chaotic, and it just kind of builds and builds and builds, and then it goes to extremes. And overall, like, if the movie they set out to make, I think this is the movie they set out to make. I think that's the best way to put it, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it works on that level. But overall, I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of this one. I don't know.
Oh, okay. What do you think if it wasn't so heavily focused on his social media internet presence and it relied more on him just like streaming live all the people he's killing in his like spree, right? Which is like his idea of like, I don't know what he, like in my head it was Lyft, but people are saying,
yeah, I don't know why it's called spree. I didn't get the, because the other service is GoGo, which looks more like Lyft. That appears later in the show, and Spree had the same kind of design logo as Uber. So, and
yeah, I didn't understand Spree. I mean, the only thing I could think of is like it made more sense for the movie title, but I don't know about a company name, you know. But if do you think if it relied more heavily on like he just keeps picking up people and people can't figure out who he is, it would have been better for you as opposed to just like really focusing on what everybody talks about.
So I thought one direction the movie was going to go was when they pick up the girl, the sort of co-star in this, which is
Sashir Zamata. Yeah. Jesse Adams is her name in the movie.
I kind of felt like once he picked her up and like he would kind of maybe have more, you know, like maybe, I don't know, there'd be more to play off it, but he more or less like follows a straight line. Like he's pretty much all in on this idea of his, of going on a killing spree while broadcasting it from his like ride share,
multiple sources of
ride share or whatever. So, but it doesn't exactly play out that way.
Cause I did actually like that aspect of the film. When I was thinking about it, cause I was like, he's got like the most linear storyline for like a homicidal maniac I've ever seen in a movie. I think the more I think about it, cause even people like killers that are straightforward, there's no real linear storyline. It's just like, oh, you already know why he kills. Here you're kind of like, oh, okay. Cause he wants attention. Oh, okay. He wants followers. And then at a certain point I was like, does he want this? What does he want? I'm confused. Like he starts to go off the deep end and it's like you watch him act this out and it's not him acting like he's going off the deep end. He's consistently the same guy almost.
Right. And it's the film does a good job of peeling back layers, right? We like he, It opens with like the narration and he's explaining who he is. And then later on, as the film goes on, we peel back those layers on what his life is. Which,
yeah. What did you think about that intro? I thought it was kind of like a interesting, where it was trying to be storybook-esque, but it's clearly him, his YouTube videos of him explaining his life. And then when they do the, instead of like drawings and stuff, what is it? It's like a white erase board with like a black marker. Yeah. And it, when he puts alone, there's a part where he explains like, you know, you do all this stuff, but ultimately you still feel alone or something that that effect or something, right? And when he's writing alone, I don't know if you notice, he starts at the bottom and then he writes the letter that way. Each letter is like from the bottom going up and then finishing at the top. And I was like, this is like hurting my brain for some reason. But yeah, I thought that whole like faux storybook intro was... it made the movie feel cute. And then even when he does like really horrific shit, it's like still kind of a cute movie. I don't know how to explain it. He's just very charming, I guess. Oh, by the way, also low key, I kept, I watched the first half of the movie on my iPad and I kept trying to expand the whole thing. So like the time bar would go away, but it's a part of the fucking movie, ladies and gentlemen. It's supposed to be a YouTube video and it's got the whole thing. And I was like, God, this thing won't go away. Yeah, yeah.
We're old men, so we're going to want the...
Yeah. Yeah, I use a stylus for my...
But yeah, I think that's the thing. He's just not a very likable guy. Like, his behavior, his action, even who he is. The way he talks, they pointed out several times the way he talks, the way he interacts with just everyday people. It's very off-putting. Kind of reminds me of the guy from... Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal, kind of
exactly.
That sort of, like determination and sort of like determination to get where he, you know, get his career going or get where he needs to go, like a Nightcrawler.
Right.
Or even like I was thinking of older movie, was it King of Comedy
De Niro,
same thing, right? He's just a comedian who just wants to like, be persistent, just kind of go, and wants this career for themselves. And he's, Kurt is just determined to be a social influencer. You know what I mean? And he's doing everything he can. So.
Yeah, where, like, in the intro, they explain, I guess that's where they set up, he was, like, a babysitter for some kid, right? The Bobby's World kid whatever.
Yeah.
I keep saying Bobby's World. I think it was called something else.
Bobby Basecamp, or something?
Bobby Basecamp. But ladies and gentlemen, now that we're talking about it, please do yourself a favor. Go back. Show your kids Bobby's World. It's a great, great show. There's a kid on a tricycle, and that's all I really remember, but it was good, I think.
I think one of the more interesting parts for me was also seeing David Arquette in this. What a great cast choice to play his dad, right?
Yeah.
And his dad is sort of... also kind of in on this whole like social influencer, social media thing. He's like a DJ or something, right?
Right.
Completely just having a midlife crisis with himself, you know? And
which do you think this is the writer's idea, which is not wrong, idea of what I'm guessing like David Arquette maybe moved to LA to become famous, you know, got with this woman, made this kid, you know, is not a part of the family anymore, but still like,
yeah,
tries to use his family for his own gain.
Yeah. They don't really dig into it. They just sort of, he just comes out as sort of just like kind of like he's already in his career, his DJ career or whatever, right? Like, and he's better or even worse off than Kurt in the movie. You know, we come to find out he's trying.
No,
to,
not at all.
He's trying to do the exact same thing. You know, like so many other people in the movie. So. Even the co-star, Jesse, the little girl plays Jesse. She's having like, she's also like a young comedian who's also trying to like, make it or whatever. So,
right, yeah, and she's also I think they explain that she's got the highest, or like one of the top social media followings on like certain platforms or something like that.
So,
which I thought was cool at the end when you start to pay attention to how many people are viewing her video. as opposed to like our main characters.
Yeah, that was one of the cool things. If you like, I checked everybody who was like recording live or whatever. I checked how many views they had. That was just out of to see if they were gonna like. It's a good detail. Like some people had 2.6, you know, thousand, and some people had like 500. Who had 13? You know what I mean? It was just. It was pretty cool to watch that, to that little detail. I thought was a good detail. But
yeah, and I did like the whole split screen thing, and then they constantly changed, right?
Yeah.
The videos. Very cool, yeah. I don't know. What should we dive into the, like, let's talk about the first person he kills.
Okay, we'll just go into, like, spoilers, just complete spoilers now.
Yeah, okay, so spoilers. Uh-huh. So, believe it or not, if you leave cheese out for too long, goes bad. eggs you can leave out, believe it or not, they're fine.
I mean, I thought you were a vegan. Butter's fine. These are all, how do you know all this?
Yeah, but I like to be like knowledgeable about the world, so I know about eggs and cheese and butter.
How cultural. Culture.
No, so our first dude, who I recognize and had to look up, he's been in like a lot of the Duplass Brothers films, I think, like a lot of the early work. It's got like a ponytail. He looks like a very generic looking like hip white guy, like older white guy. And I didn't catch his phone case. I feel like their phone cases were all purposeful except for
he had an American flag or eagle or something.
Yeah, it was a very freedom style. I think Frankie Grande's was the only one that was like, oh, that's a Target phone case. I know for a fact that's a Target phone case. Yeah, he seems fine, and then all of a sudden when he talks about where he's going, like, you realize, oh, super white supremacist dude, you know, stops being careful about what he's saying, sort of, and Joe Keery's character, or Kurt, right? Kurt was like, no, that's not cool, and he's still trying to do the whole thing for the viewers, and you see him in the corner, like, he's got, like, maybe three people watching him, and he's like, don't do that. And then he finally convinces the guy to drink the water in the back seat, right? The bottled water. And then this is where you get the reveal. They cut to him injecting some sort of solution into the label of a water bottle. And he goes, you know, you got to do it right here so they don't notice. And then you have my hot glue gun already hot and you're all done. And look, guys, I've got a whole bunch of them made. And he like shifts his phone to look at like a pallet full of water.
Yeah, and poison. Frightening scene. Yeah, fucking...
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is, I don't know. I was pretty sold after that. I was like, well, let's see where this movie goes. This is fun. So
yeah. And I think it's purposely done. His sort of first kill is done in to somebody who we don't have to like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
let's kill a guy who probably on some level deserves it. Right. Just by how he's talking and behaving, you know, he's probably done other things you can assume. That aren't great. So of course you want him to drink the water, you know what I mean? And
yeah, and I'm curious about there was a his ride route. He was going to Highland Park for a hate speech, Rolando.
Well, there's no
I'm curious about your neighborhood.
No, HP doesn't have any hate speech.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I was like, why the hell is he going to Highland Park to do a hate speech?
And what route was he going? I mean, the geography's nuts in this.
Oh my God, there's so many moments. At the very end of it, that's my fucking neighborhood. I can like walk to that street that he turns off on. I was like, oh man, I get my smog checked across the street.
Yeah, see. It's like there's a frame boiler just down that street. I go to sometimes.
Yes. And they keep circling for like a smidge there. They keep circling around the Jollibee, which is like there's only one Jollibee in existence, I think. So like, you know where they're
there's
at.
One in Eagle Rock and there's one close to Sunset, right?
I mean Jollibee?
It's off Sunset? I don't know. It's in that area.
No, it's off of, oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? See, this is what happens when you just like stay home and go directly where you need to go. You forget everything.
Yeah.
It's by one of the main metro stations for, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like off Vermont or
something.
Like,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Vermont, I think, yeah. But yeah, anyway, a lot of, if you couldn't guess, ladies and gentlemen, this movie takes place in Los Angeles. It takes a second to figure out because it takes about 5 seconds before he's like, well, I was born in L.A., but then we moved to...
Azul, where'd they move? Something like that.
Yeah, we're... sorry there if you listen to this.
Yeah. Sorry, we're LA snobs. Yeah. Only LA County for us.
Yeah, you, I mean, you get up to, like, I don't know, Santa Clarita to, like, maybe Orange County. Other than that,
it's a desert.
Unless you're talking to me about Boyle Heights, you know, cool places. Just kidding. Don't gentrify Boyle Heights, please. Yeah, I don't know. I felt like the second person that died was kind of like, I would have cut that out of the movie. I mean, their movie, not my. I'm not trying to say they should or shouldn't, even though I would have. The second death, because it was just like some woman that was a realtor who, I don't want to say she was self-absorbed. She was just on the phone trying to get business done, and then she had a flight to catch.
Yeah, I didn't.
But she released balloons into the air, which was like, oh, don't do that in LA. So I don't know if that was like,
I didn't get that.
Idea.
No, I didn't get that either. yeah, I mean, this movie was, I don't know. I think from there, I don't know where he goes after that, but I mean.
Oh, that's when he picks
up. Oh, the douchey guy. Dude, yeah. And then the comedian.
Yeah. With like the Captain America phone case. Yeah. I think is what he had. Course, something like that. And then that's when you get introduced to Sashir's character. What's her name?
Jesse Adams.
God, Jesse Adams. So amazing of me if I've been misprinted the whole time and I'm just an asshole. Jesse Adams. And what, like, she didn't want to jump in the car initially. She was trying to get away. But then, like, the other passenger who was, like, a real prick was, dude, she's hot. Like, don't be a pussy. Do that. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Sorry for saying the P word, guys. I just have been watching a lot of Cobra Kai, and Johnny Lawrence's favorite word is the P word.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she, like, gets convinced to get in the car, which I'm like, why would anybody... There's a couple of moments where I'm like, I don't know, man. I guess, maybe. I don't know. I guess for a free ride, I guess.
I mean, she's the closest thing we have to, like, I mean, a co-star, but even, she, like, there's really no good people in this movie. Like, they all have their own agenda, and they are striving for something, right? And they're all willing to do whatever to get it.
Not Kyle Mooney. Are you saying Kyle Mooney's character had that?
Who's that? I don't know.
No, I just got Kyle Mooney from SNL. It was the Good Neighbor show. He plays the dude that picks her up and one of the Comedy Bros.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But even he was a douche. He wanted...
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, he was like hardcore trying to get views and then trying to sleep with her when she got drunk.
Yeah, yeah. It was... it was just off-putting.
Anyway, I love Kyle Mooney. He's one of the funniest people.
No, he was really good in the movie. Like, I don't think there was anybody like bad in the movie. You know what I mean? I thought it was really strong, a lot of good performances. Just a lot of things that were unlikable. A lot of things that I thought, you know, not necessarily my crowd of people. So.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a good performance here. I think that there's good performances from everywhere. You know what I mean? Even like Misha Barton, who shows up for a bit, like with the other...
Yeah, with Frankie Grande.
Who's Frankie Grande? I feel like he should be somebody I should know who he is, but I don't.
Dude, Frankie Grande is Frankie Grande, okay? No, he's a...
Like a makeup fashion person?
Oh my God, I'm going to get this wrong. No, he's a... Ariana Grande is a like older half brother.
Yeah, okay. What does he do? He's just...
He's famous for being very stylish. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of shit if people listen to this and tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
But he's just,
all right.
You know, yeah. In my head, he's kind of famous for being related to people, but he's a likable person.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Which that scene was kind of fun. I like how they like start to like level up the kills. Like the only reason the douchey guy that keeps talking about like, oh, I just need to get laid. And like, I don't know. His character is like, his dialogue was a little much for me. It was like too aggressively. Like, let me openly say, I need a bone, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did well. Like even that actor, I was like, oh, who's this guy? He's doing a pretty good job of like, I don't like him. When Jesse leaves the car finally, and then, Kurt takes this douchey guy to what I'm pretty sure is the Culver City oil rig area, right? He he's getting sick because Jesse had thrown the water in his face because she got pissed, the poisoned water. So he's feeling ill. But then they made it seem like maybe he was feeling ill because the Jesse character had put on her social media, like, this guy's a creep. You know, he's like a walking date rape drug, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts to feel nauseous, but, like, you know, it's the water. And he gets out. He's like, oh, that's okay. I need to take a piss. And then Kurt, like, backs up over him, right, to hit him.
Yeah.
And somehow he does it fast enough to make him, like, topple over the car. And then he... And that douchey character never moves, even though, like, when he puts it in reverse, you hear, like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, why does he?
So, that's 100% on that guy for not moving.
Yeah.
And then he runs him over, and then that's when we're like, oh, man, okay. So, they're up in the kills, and then when they pick up Frank and Grande and Misha Barton, and her name is Lala Kent. I don't know who that is. The Lala Kent character and the Frankie Grande character are, like, sticking their heads out of the sunroof.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which I wasn't aware was there the entire movie. And then Misha Barton had already, like, crawled up to the front. And the way they die is he closes the sunroof on them so they can't move. And he goes to a junkyard that he was at when he was a kid a lot. Or, like, his dad owned it or something. So which that part confused me because I was like, is this David Arquette's junkyard? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of guard dogs come out and maul the two people in the sunroof to death. And then he drills Misha Barton in the face with the drill that he used to drill all the cameras in.
Yeah.
Which is confusing. Like, he kept the drill, but he didn't keep the screw gun.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's...
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't know his tool.
Yeah. I got questions, Eugene Kotlarianko.
Nailed
Kotlarianko.
It.
Hell yeah.
But, So, did you want to have we're getting towards the 30-minute mark. Did you want to have any last thoughts?
Yeah, I want to say this is worth a watch. I liked it. It's very fast. It's, I thought it was interesting that all these unlikable people, but in my head, Joe Carey was still, you're still rooting for him. I don't know why, but you are. And maybe the whole idea is like, aside from it being like, social media craze and starving for attention. It's just a very LA movie too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like each of these people, each of these characters are very LA stereotypes that do exist, unfortunately. Like we've met them, you know.
No, you're right. 100% right about that, yeah.
And then I just want to point out that fucking kid, don't drink before you do your job, ladies and gentlemen. The kid, the Bobby kid, what's his name? Joshua Ovalle, I think is his name.
Ovalle, yeah.
He's I don't know if you watch like a ton of old Vine videos or like the YouTube compilations of Vine videos. He's the kid that has that one Vine that's like, I wrote it down.
Okay.
Oh, what up? I'm Jared. I'm 19 and I never fucking learned how to read. And then he just smiles at the camera. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I wasn't a Vine person.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go fuck myself now. I'll see you later, guys.
No, that's good information for the audience. Yeah,
so I thought it was, I mean, it's an interesting, very appropriate role for him. Obviously, that's...
So he was like a social, he's like he was an influencer at one point too, right? I mean, he's not just like an actor.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I think there's an inherent shallowness to this movie that might be a little hard to get through, but I think that there's interesting... there's interesting actors, there's interesting performances, and I think the movie, you know, says what it needs to say. You know what I mean? And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, especially at the end. They kind of spell it out for you when the Jamie character, Sashir's character.
Yeah, Jesse.
Jesse. I don't know why, I can't remember, like, the most basic, generic, like... When she starts to go off, she has like a comedy set. It's like there's a lot of lead up and build up to this one comedy set where the Kurt character is about to like go on stage and like, I guess, shoot her or something. But then he starts to listen to her like not do comedy anymore and just go off and like how people are obsessed with views.
Yeah.
This shouldn't matter. It's so self-absorbed. And then what happens at the end? Long story short, she's able to like kill Kurt, and then with her phone it seems like all of the people that were watching Kurt's live feed and like donating to him, there was like, what, like 50,000 people at some point watching, kind of transferred to her, or I don't know if she grabbed his phone. I couldn't catch that. I didn't understand there, but she found a random phone.
It was Kurt's phone. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured. I wasn't sure. And then they're all telling her like, oh, like starts giving her money, but they're not giving her money. They're giving dead Kurt money. Like, oh, take a photo with him, blah, blah, blah. And she's like smiling about it. She's super calm about it.
Yeah. And I think,
so she just like absorbs all that, like, yeah, now I got more followers.
And she ends up parlaying it into like a bigger career for herself, this incident. Yeah. Which is another.
Be careful with that word.
Which is another.
We do not support social media. We don't support
parlay.
Parlay. Sorry, I'm not. Not even worth remembering, ladies and gentlemen. No, whatever you want to do.
That's another like thing about the movie was like she wasn't very likable either. You know what I mean? Even though she's the one that stopped Kurt, who was at this point just completely a murderous psychopath. So she ended up stopping him, but but was she the murderous psychopath? I don't know. She ended up being sort of one in her own right. You know, you could say.
Oh, speaking of, how'd you feel about that little, like, because there was no real transition. Mm-hmm. So in my head, either they cut something out or it was unnecessary for him to crash his car. Or maybe it was just so like he can go and kill another guy and grab his car.
When was this?
Oh, you know what? They stopped Spree. So nobody could get a
Spree. Oh, yeah. He went
anymore.
To Go-Go. And he took the other Go-Go driver's car. Yeah. But it.
Never mind. I figured it out myself.
Yeah, we got there.
Just have to talk it out.
Yeah. All right. How many sexy spooky bones are we giving this guy?
I'm going to give this one 5 sexy spooky bones.
Excellent. I'm going to do 4. I'm going to do a 4 sexy spooky skeleton bones.
That is fair.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. Next week, we will review All Cheerleaders Die, the Lucky Mickey movie.
Nice. And as always,
stay spooky. Do that again.
These are drum rolls, obviously, you know.
All right.
Not related to it, but all right. Bye, everybody. Bye.